My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin's scammer Lacey full of religion or full of shit? And is there a Viking ghost? Listen and enjoy.
For the Holy Spirit once. Not what I expected.
Not so much.
Kind of disappointed.
Oh my God.
She
goes, only God can so meld two hearts together so that only the love he can give may be experienced by both toward each other. When we can totally surrender to his will, even in love, when it's not forced or planned or manipulated, that is when marriage will really honor God. When the union is for his holy glory and not our own, then it will flourish and be the example that God intended to be. Talk about a boner killer.
Oh, my God. I think I just drifted off for a sec.
Ugh.
Rolled up like a party horn.
He really did.
Mine too, Joe.
So I write, I look forward to making you say, oh God.
Good line.
I like spaghetti and meatballs.
She goes, all right, we'll wrap it up real quick here. She goes, I am spirit-filled believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is the source and strength of my life. The desire of my heart is that I meet and grow to love the man with whom I hope to spend the rest of my life. Trust, loyalty, and respect are a must for eternal happiness. No matter how much you love someone, if you don't have these ingredients, you will never succeed.
If I thought for a moment that this woman wasn't so full of shit, I would actually feel a little guilty about somebody who's, like, going on about their relationship with their Lord and Savior and like, making fun of them. But I know that they all do this.
They all do it no pun intended, but religiously. It's because, in all the scammers that we had, it's pretty much their modus operandi.
Sure. So I write, you're a spirit? Because she said she was spirit-filled.
Totally missing the whole point.
And she goes, LOL. She goes, yes, I'm filled with the Spirit of God. So I write, I once encountered a man filled with the spirit of a pillaging Viking. It was pretty scary.
Oh, my God. If she was really legitimately that religious and you were turning around and making fun of it like that, it would be like, bye.
And that's the funny part, because basically they want money. We're stringing them along. It's like everything we've done with, you know, Dane, with Mavis, with Belinda. You know, like I said, when I was writing all that corny poetry to Mavis, it was like they want money and they're going to sit there and listen to this cow shit that I'm writing.
Yeah, but so are we.
Well, you got to take one for the team still, but what can I tell you?
All right, fair enough. So she gave a laughing emoji. She goes, what was your reaction then? I go, well, my job was to remove him. He did not want to go. He claimed the house for the Viking god Neandernus.
What?
The Viking god Neandernus.
What?
The Viking god Neandernus.
I never heard of this.
Well, it's not always about you. Stupid.
That's the Viking. That's, you named the Viking god?
Neandernus.
Is that a book in a book, or this is out of your imagination?
I don't know if I Googled it or if I just came up with it. I don't remember.
it's either a Viking god or a booker in Minnesota.
For more Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.